John Prendergast of the Washington-based Enough Project says the crises in the two countries call for a more robust U.S. approach to peace, democracy, and accountability. Prendergast says the U.S. should expand from one to two envoys in the region, part of a strategy some analysts call a diplomatic surge. Currently, the U.S. Department of State has one envoy to serve both Sudan and South Sudan, Ambassador Donald Booth.
One special envoy, no matter how capable Ambassador Booth is, pales in comparison, I think, to the current diplomatic requirements. The wars in both countries are so complicated, they require their own envoys. And the interplay between these two conflicts and the broader region demands a deeper political team upon which these two envoys could rely.
Prendergast says the team would include currently serving senior foreign service officers, retired ambassadors, and other regional experts. He also says U.S. policymakers should develop a unified approach to conflicts in the Sudanese regions of Darfur, the Nuba Mountains, the contested territory of Abyei, and the eastern states of Blue Nile and North Kordofan. So far, he says, Khartoum has used a successful divide-and-conquer strategy in subduing these areas and in dividing diplomatic efforts to bring peace. Others want an even more personalized approach to U.S. policy in the region, one they compare to diplomatic shock treatment. Walid Fares is the co-secretary general of the Transatlantic Legislative Group on Counterterrorism.
I would strongly recommend that the President of the United States, President Obama, will address in public the issue of Sudan. He has visited continent Africa twice. He has delivered speeches when need to be in Cairo and other places. He should, in my view, modestly deliver a speech. And the reason is simple. We need high energy. People in southern Sudan, those commanders on the ground, needs to have a very high, important personality that would address them from Washington, that would ask them to cease fire. This is a civil war. And in civil wars, they're not going to listen to diplomats. They're going to listen to the highest personality. Especially Mr. Obama, President Obama, is well seen in Africa, well seen in Sudan.
Fares suggests the administration bring into the effort former President George W. Bush, who met personally with South Sudanese leader and current president Salva Kiir during his administration. Fares also offered suggestions for dealing with the Republic of Sudan and President Omar al-Bashir, whose administration is at war with several ethnic groups.
The president, when addressing the issue of southern Sudan, would call on Khartoum, would call on Mr. Bashir and tell him, you are under international indictment and you are responsible for the security and the rights of these four African communities in Sudan. Second, we need to invite to Washington representatives of the Beja, of the Nubians, of the Darfuris, and of the Kordofan and other areas in northern Sudan so that the American public would understand what are their claims and what are their difficulties. When we have issues of conflict, especially ethnic conflict, it is very important that our foreign policy would be backed by the public. Lawmakers represent the public, and the public needs to see them. That's why I would recommend as well that there will be another hearing in this committee and other committees where representatives from Sudanese NGOs will be here at this table and then making those statements.
Special Envoy Ambassador Donald Booth says the Obama administration has reached out to former high-ranking officials and will continue to do so.
The administration indeed had reached out to previous administrations, the previous presidents and members of their senior leadership, and had tried to engage them, and some of them did indeed intervene, make calls out to the government in South Sudan to try to put an end to the conflict, to try to call for an early cessation of hostilities and to sit down at the peace table. It was former Secretary Rice who tried to engage President Kiir. Former President Carter did as well. We've had many calls to Salva Kiir as well as to Riek Machar by senior administration officials, and we're calibrating when we need to use which official to try to move an issue at the particular time. So that's something that's certainly on the table and will be used when we consider that that would be the best way forward at that time to move us off of a sticking point or otherwise break any logjam.
ENF project official John Prendergast also says the U.S. should increase support to groups that promote democracy, including NGOs, women's and youth associations, and political parties, such as the Coalition of Opposition Parties in Sudan, the Sudan Revolutionary Front.
Democracy and governance program globally is going down. But in Sudan and in South Sudan, both countries, the need to get in there and support and be in solidarity with the civil society groups and the opposition parties and independent voices, the media, those that are pushing for solutions, is more vital than ever. And so I think figuring out a way that we can get some more resources and support to the independent sector in both countries, and I know that the USAID grapples with this, and I think, again, with Congress's support, there could be more done in that regard.
Prendergast says in both countries, there must be more accountability and justice. He says no one's been held accountable for any crime against humanity in either state, although the International Criminal Court in The Hague is pursuing the cases of some Sudanese officials in Khartoum. Prendergast suggested another mechanism for ending impunity in South Sudan.
We suggest a hybrid court or a mixed court, you know, where when a justice system of a country, especially an embryonic country 2.5 years old, is dwarfed by the needs, well, some international support, still South Sudanese led, it's not a violation of sovereignty, it's a support for sovereignty, to build up the capacity of the judicial sector to try the worst cases of these crimes, I think would be terribly important.
Prendergast says bringing peace to the region will mean closer international collaboration. He says the United States could lead a coalition that would, if necessary, consider targeted sanctions against both countries. Besides isolating high-ranking officials, the strategy could include stopping the sales by Khartoum of so-called conflict gold, as well as linking debt relief to ending conflict and initiating democratic reforms. He says the U.S. should support the African Union proposal to use targeted sanctions against South Sudanese officials who are suspected of committing war crimes and undermining peace efforts. A broad effort with the participation of the regional group IGAD, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, is working to end the conflict in South Sudan. The conflicts in both Sudans has left tens of thousands of refugees in the region and more than 1 million internally displaced people. I'm William Eagle in Washington.